Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. Original reports on the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act said the repeal efforts were dead, and President Trump would let Obamacare unravel on its own. New reports are now saying President Trump and Republican leaders are now closer to a deal on health care. I know that we're all going to make a deal on health care, Mr. Trump said at a White House reception for 55 senators and their spouses last night. That's such an easy one. I have no doubt that that's going to happen very quickly, he said. We have all been promising it, Democrat, Republican, to the public. The administration lost its first major legislative fight last week when the House failed to agree on a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, with dozens of Republicans and all Democrats opposed to the measure. White House aides said yesterday that staffers have had discussions about ideas for a new bill, but no strategy is in place. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell guaranteed yesterday that President Trump's Supreme Court pick, Judge Neil Gorsuch, will be confirmed. He'll be on the floor of the Senate next week and confirmed on Friday, McConnell said, according to Politico. We are optimistic that Democrats will not be successful in keeping this good man from joining the Supreme Court real soon. McConnell refused to say whether or not he would employ the so-called nuclear option to confirm Gorsuch. His confirmation to the High Court appeared at one time to be very likely. He needs 60 total votes to avoid a Senate filibuster. Republicans hold 52 seats. 10 Democrats represent states that voted for President Trump in November, but so far not one Democrat has come out in support of Gorsuch. Republicans can go nuclear and change the rule to confirm Gorsuch to a simple majority. The National Hockey League will join the sporting stampede into the coveted China market, with the league expected to announce on Thursday preseason games in Beijing and Shanghai. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman dropped a hint of the league's plans in a recent interview with Reuters when he said, "We will be in China on a regular basis before the 2022 Olympics in Beijing," he said. The NHL's arrival in China looks set for this September, with the Los Angeles Kings and Vancouver Canucks reportedly penciled in to play two preseason games. There are also plans to stage grassroots programs and for teams to play exhibition games against local Chinese clubs, with the NHL signaling it is prepared to sit out the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Games. The International Olympic Committee has dangled the 2022 Beijing Olympics in front of league officials as a big prize. The legal and illegal population of foreign-born immigrants living in America will break a 100-year-old record in just 6 years and will continue to smash records for the rest of the century, according to a new analysis of U.S. Census Bureau data. Already 13.5% of the U.S. population, immigrants will surge to 15% in 2023, according to Steve Camerota, the director of research for the Center for Immigration Studies. At a conference to discuss the impact of immigration on public schools, he said the share will hit 15% in just 6 years, and that will surpass the all-time high in the United States reached in 1890. McDonald's fans in Canada can soon find the fast food chain special sausage in stores across the country. Supermarkets throughout Canada will have Big Mac, McChicken, and Filet-O-Fish sauces available on its shelves starting this spring, McDonald's confirmed. The popular sauces are available on the famed McDonald's sandwiches and tough to come by elsewhere. The fast food chain offered 10,000 bottles of Big Mac sauce in the U.S. in January for the first time. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.